We were just talking about those ghost nets. Well, some of those nets ended up in the hands of an artist. University of Hawaii graduate student Kat Kozlowskis has worked with marine debris collected by Sustainable Coastlines for a couple of years. And when the opportunity to get access to plastics from the Pacific Gyre dropped into her lap, well, she didn't know what she was in for. Within, Without is the title of her exhibit that opens this Sunday at UH Manoa. As she shares with us, there is beauty in trash.
They asked if I wanted a portion of this trash that came from the Pacific Gyre. I had no idea if it was going to be all ghost net or what, so I went and checked it out, and I couldn't really see what was in the bag. I knew that there was a lot of net, and I said, okay. And later that day, it came in a van, and my boyfriend and I were waiting, and the guy dropping it off helped us get it out of the van onto a rolling cart. As soon as the weight hit the cart, it rolled back and pinned me against a wall. And that's when I knew that I was in for a really big ride with this stuff. And it has been extremely challenging to work with, but it really speaks to what I'm trying to talk about in sort of the all of the complicated and convoluted issues that we face within climate change, climate chaos, all of the pollution that we are dealing with. I think everything is so entangled and intertwined and really difficult to figure out what's happening, where to start even. I mean, untangling this mass, because it was one big giant mass, was like tackling and dissecting a monster. And it was really difficult to figure out where to start, where one thing started, where one thing ended, what was tied together.
So this is really kind of a metaphor.
Absolutely. Yes, it's kind of the perfect metaphor for what I had been wanting to speak about with my thesis show. And it was kind of serendipitous that it came towards me. I wanted to give up quite a few times and go back to easier materials, but I'm really excited and happy that I stuck with it, and I'm looking forward to seeing exactly how it manifests in the space, because, you know, with installation, it's you can plan and you can mock up maquettes, but until you get in the actual space and start working with the lighting, you have no idea what you might encounter. So
it kind of creates itself, I guess.
it does. I mean, I think that's the beauty of being an artist, and I know a lot of other artists will speak to this as well. You know, you can have a plan, but once you start working with materials and ideas, you really have to be open to listening, and it will tell you, those materials and ideas will show you things that you didn't expect.
Well, what I love about what I see is that, you know, the colors are so vibrant, and you've got really interesting textures that are that just kind of go in and out of the sculpture.
Yeah, that is the beauty of this material. I don't have to do anything to it but clean it and wrestle with it. I found the same thing with the oyster spacers, and it's kind of sick to think about the fact that, like, I become enamored with certain portions and pieces of the material. I have a collection of, like, the rare oyster spacers that I wouldn't use because they're just special. I have little pieces of plastic I found that are really unique, and they're kind of precious to me, which is really strange. But if you talk to anybody who does beach cleanups, works with, you know, our waste inundation issues, they'll say the same thing. They, you know, you start to get attached to certain things.
Was there anything that surprised you about working with this netting?
I think in the end, I surprised myself in what I was able to do with it. I really, I like to push myself in over my head, but I thought this time I had maybe pushed myself just a little too far.
I mean, were you having nightmares saying, I hate this stuff?
I was having nightmares of being chased by and entangled within nets. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, and as you start to untangle them, you can't help but create sort of narratives about how these got into the ocean, how they connected together. They become sort of these floating habitats, which I think speaks to sort of the resiliency of life, but at the same time, they are these, I've dubbed it sort of this Frankenstein monster, like it's death reanimated, it continues to keep on doing its job even though it's been cast away. So they continue to catch larger animals and mammals, and those animals die slow, suffocating deaths often, or starve to death, and that's really terrifying.
Well, when you had this tangled ball of netting, I mean, did you find marine life that was still alive in there, or you know, how do you clean these nets?
It is unfortunately a mild bleach solution that they soak in for 24 hours. It's very mild, and then they sit out in the sun. Everything, I didn't find anything alive. There was definitely the smell of oceanic organic matter. And as you can see on some parts of it, you can see parts of shells and barnacles and other evidence of life. But there was nothing within it.
I know when we see this brought in with these ships, when they do have these cleanups in the Pacific, the sheer weight of it is just like amazing, you know, because, you know, when they have to haul them out of the ocean, right? Just this mass of tangled junk.
Yeah. By the time I got it, it was pretty dry. But the mass, I mean, we never weighed it. I approximate it's about 700 pounds. There were a few portions that I did have to throw out. They were not usable or just too clumped together and smelly and gross.
Okay. And in this studio space, you've got buckets full of different types of fiber, of ropes, of the netting that you've sorted. You know, you've got them in boxes. You've got them in pails and bags. And all this will come together. You'll weave them into this main structure that you've created.
Yes, so we're going to actually start from the ceiling. The ceilings in the space are 14 feet tall, and the mass will then start to weave down and around these base form armatures that I've created. So what you see is only the innermost portion of what will be in the gallery. It's called Within Without, and it is actually quite personal. It's about my own sort of emotional and psychological roller coasters around thinking about dealing with making work, about our existence in climate change and the uncertainty of our futures. So for me, it's often a bouncing back and forth between sort of ecological mourning and hope and wanting to speculate on different futures and hoping that we can, as communities, come together. I don't have children, but I think about children all the time and their futures.
That was artist Kat Kozlauskas talking about the art piece she created out of ghost nets that were hauled in by the vessel Kwai last summer. Within Without includes optical elements playing with light and shadow and is part of a graduate student exhibit at UH Manoa that runs March 8th to April 9th. Check out our website to find out more.